It's our Revive Us Again Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Psalm 85, verses 6 and 7 read, "Will you not revive us again, that your people may rejoice in you? Show us your unfailing love, Lord, and grant us your salvation." It's Fall Share-a-thon on American Family Radio, and we're calling on God to revive us again. Call 877-616-2396 and pledge your support. That's 877-616-2396, or give online at afr.net. It's Fall Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Revive us again.
Revive us again. Heal our cry. Heal our land, oh God. Thank you for joining us for Share-a-thon. This is the fall edition. What a theme, revive us again. And what a scripture. I want to read it to make sure you get it. Psalm 85, 6 and 7. "Will you not revive us again, that your people may rejoice in you? Show us your unfailing love. Lord, grant us your salvation." This is Bert Harper and Alex McFarland, and it is the time when we have Exploring the Word, and we're going to talk a little bit about that, but also during the fall and the spring, we take 3 days out where we really major on what God has done and is doing and invite others to join us. Alex, it's always an exciting time for Share-a-thon.
Well, it really is. Bert, it's great to be with you, and it's great to have everybody listening everywhere they are throughout America. And this is the time that we ask people to partner with us and be partners in proclaiming the gospel to the world and to the United States, calling our nation back to truth. And by the way, we would ask you to even consider giving now. And you can go to afa.net and give, or afr.net. You know, you can also give by a phone call, 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, and you'll talk to a friendly voice. And, you know, giving, the gospel is free, but it does take resources to deliver that free message. And, you know, one of the beautiful things that I love to talk about during Share-a-thon is the impact of lives touched, souls brought to Christ, the Spirit of God reviving the church. And I'm so glad Psalm 85, 6, and 7 is our scripture this time, because I've preached on that. Haven't you probably been in the pulpit with that passage before, Bert?
Yes. Psalm 87, the whole psalm is powerful. But when it gets to those two verses, it kind of sets it apart of the purpose of all the others, and it is that we need revival. And by the way, guys, we have a challenge between now, 3 o'clock, and then until 5 o'clock, there's a $25,000 challenge. That means a group of people have given in advance to challenge others to give now. They've said, "We want to use our money to be an incentive for others to join us." So right now, when you give, you are blessing others, and you're coming alongside a whole group of people that's saying, "Hey, we believe in what AFR is doing, and we want you to join us." And we have a special guest here for our Share-a-thon in this hour, and it's someone that you probably would know just by his voice. Alex, he has one of those voices like Bert Harper that is distinctive. When you hear it, you know who it is. And I know him, and I appreciate him, but you know him even better than myself. Would you introduce the one that's going to make this trio possible during this hour? Go ahead.
Well, folks, in the world of Christian preachers, there are many great names, but I want to tell you, Bishop E.W. Jackson, he is one of the most powerful Christian speakers that you'll ever hear. He's a veteran. He served our country honorably. He's a Harvard-educated attorney. But most of all, besides being a professional in many realms, he's a Christian. He's an evangelist. He is a leader of great ministries, and I am proud to say he's a personal friend. But everybody, no matter where you are, those who have heard him speak know what I'm talking about. But probably the most powerful preacher I've ever heard, an anointed man of God, with us now on Exploring the Word, Bishop E.W. Jackson. Welcome, my dear brother.
Alex, you are much, much too kind. And you and Bert, thank you all for inviting me. I'm so glad to be able to connect with you all, particularly in an important time like this during Share-a-thon, but also Amen. With our audience that I've missed. I'm still doing, of course, a podcast that that comes on weekly. But I'm just glad to be on with you guys to talk about the importance of this network and of the ministry of American Family Association, American Family Radio, and how we can make sure that we keep doing what we're doing to help save our country as well as save souls.
Amen.
Amen. Bishop Jackson, let me add to what Alex has said, and that is, brother, I love to be challenged, and I want to just tell you, you challenge me through the Word of God, and you challenge me through, I would say, our citizenship, and we need that challenge today. And that's what God does. He challenges us with our lives to see and examine, to see where we are. And brother, I just want to say thank you for doing the podcast.
Well, it's my honor to be able to do it. And I've said, you know, before I even left the radio program to go off on a campaign for president, I said, I would always be supporting American Family Radio and American Family Association, because I believe what this network and what the American Family Association family does for this nation is absolutely vital. And you know, the amazing thing is it becomes more vital every day. I mean, it's not like, oh, well, it was important a few years ago, but now, oh my goodness, it's more important today more than ever. So thank you Amen. Guys for giving me a chance to share in Share-a-thon with you.
Bishop Jackson, Alex here, that Psalm 85, 6 and 7, wilt thou not revive us again? What is revival? Could you lay that out for us?
Well, yeah, I really believe that it really goes more to than what often is thought of when we say revival, which is a church sort of having a resurgence or having people feel better. I really believe that revival, as we see it depicted in Scripture and in the Old Covenant, is when an entire nation really comes to grips with its relationship with God, comes to a point of repentance, comes to a point of seeking God and wanting to conform itself to the standards that God has set for us. Well, we need revival in America. We need another great awakening in America desperately, because there's so many forces trying to lead us in the opposite direction of what AFR is doing. So yes, we desperately need revival. I mean, we need a cataclysmic spiritual shaking by the Spirit of God in this nation to put us back on track.
And your Amen. Podcast, The Awakening, tells us exactly what we need, and that is to be awakened. When I study about what God has done in the past, I just want to tell you, we're in a position to see God do it again, because it's usually in desperate times. There was a desperation, and right now, with all my heart, I believe that desperation is real. And so right now, if you'll make that call and join us and be a part of this Share-a-thon, revive us again, that number, 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or go online at AFR.net. And again, I remind you, it's a $25,000 challenge going on. That means a group of people is challenging you to join them and be a part of what God is doing. Let me read this, and I'll throw it back to you, Alex. Our mission statement, it says it so well, and we need to say it and share it with people, because this is what we do at AFR. The mission of the American Family Association and AFR is to inform, equip, and activate individuals and families to transform American culture, and to give aid to the church here and abroad in its calling to fulfill the Great Commission. That is our mission statement, and we want to carry it out, don't we, Alex?
We really do. We really do. And I want to say, folks, when we ask you to support, it really honestly is making a difference. And this summer in seven youth camps, we had 1,200 kids. We had 168 kids that we know of that prayed to accept Christ. And those more than 1,000 teenagers in youth camps heard about it because AFA allows me to get on and promote. And everywhere I go, people come up to me and they say, you know, they've either come to Christ or come back to Christ through the American Family Association. I was just on the phone earlier today, men, with a lady that was expressing how she has learned biblical worldview and being a citizen and voting, because a few months ago, she'd never heard of it before, but she got introduced to The Stand magazine, the AFA monthly journal. And so there's so much going on, folks. I would ask you to donate. You can donate securely online at afr.net, or you can call and you'll talk to a friendly voice. Toll-free, you can call 877-616-2396. If you give a one-time gift of $150 or more, you'll, in addition to our thanks and the ongoing gospel ministry, you'll get a Share-a-thon travel bag. It's just really beautiful. But if you commit to make a monthly gift of at least $30 or more, you'll get this beautiful Share-a-thon travel bag, plus a brand-new book by Tim Wildman, a book titled Because These Things Matter. But Bishop Jackson, I just appreciate you so much. And speak to this, if you would. You and I have talked many, many times about the uniqueness of America and how we honestly were founded on biblical principles. Frankly, I think that's been, as many have said, the uniqueness of America, the exceptional thing about America for two centuries, just up until recent years. But for those that maybe have never seen America at her best, and those that maybe are unfamiliar with the fact that we honestly were founded on biblical principles, spark, if you would, just a fire in every heart about why we should passionately care about and work for the restoration of our nation.
Well, Alex, when people refer to the United States of America as an exceptional nation, that's not some sort of rhetorical throwaway or some sort of propaganda statement. It is a fact. I taught a message in my congregation last week called To Be a Constitutional Republic, and I talked about the three fundamental principles of our founding, different than any other nation that's ever existed. Number one, that rights and liberty don't come from human beings. They come from Almighty God. That number two, that government's job is not to rule people, not to command people, but to secure the rights and liberties given to us by God and to serve the people to whom God has given those rights. So the sovereignty is in the people. And then number three, that government's power should be limited, because when you have unlimited government, you have limited liberty or no liberty at all. There's never been a nation like us. And that's why no matter where our ancestors may have come from, I've said America is the only nation on earth there that has no people who are indigenous to the continent. And I know people then think of, well, what about Native Americans? No, Native Americans have DNA from Asia. They came here primarily across the Bering Strait. And I really believe that's God's doing, to bring people together, not on the basis of ethnicity, but on the basis of principle. That's the United States of America. Folks, take advantage of it to help AFA and AFR to do what God has called us to do in preserving this great nation.
That number is 877-616-2396. Make that call right now. And I want to tell you, you will be blessed.
It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
There was a boy once. He happened to be the son of a very well-to-do father. He wore nice clothes, lived in a nice house, and ate very good food. One day, this young boy happened to get into a scuffle with another boy who lived on down the street. The other boy came from a poor family, lived in a cheap house, wore ragged clothes, and had less than the first boy to eat. In the scuffle, the rich boy threw the poor boy and was the winner. In a few moments, the poor boy got up, dusted himself off, and said that if he had food to eat like the rich boy had, he could throw the rich boy. The poor boy turned and walked away. But the rich boy stood there. He was numbed by what the poor boy had said. His heart was broken because he knew quite well that what the poor boy had said was true. The rich boy never forgot that experience. From that day on, he revolted against any favored treatment because he was rich. He made it a point to wear cheap clothing, like the poor wore. He intentionally endured the hardships that the poor faced. His father was often embarrassed by the way he dressed. But despite all the urging to act like he should, that young boy never again took advantage of his wealth. Back several hundred years ago, there was a man who said something like this, "I sat where they sat." In other words, he put himself into the suffering and misery endured by others, and by so doing, he could feel what they felt, experience what they experienced, hurt when they hurt. That man's name was Ezekiel, you know, the man with the wheel. The Indians in this country had a saying that fits into this same theme. It went something like this. Never criticize another brave until you have worn his moccasins for 7 moons. And we Americans have a saying about wearing another man's shoes. I have an idea we might need to do a little of this, to wear the other person's shoes for a while. For too often we're too hasty to pass judgment, condemn a person for something when we don't know all the facts. How many of us have had to wear the shoes of a poor boy? How many of us have had to face life with a skin a different color than the majority? How many of us have seen our children go hungry, cold, and ignorant simply because it wasn't their lot to be born into the right family? Maybe if we would sit where they sit, face what they face, endure what they endure, we would be surprised how much they need our help instead of our cutting, cruel criticism. If I remember correctly, this is one reason the Galilean came. How was it said? Our high priest is not one who cannot feel sympathy with our weaknesses. On the contrary, we have a high priest who was tempted in every way that we are, but did not sin. He has sat where we sit. He understands. Maybe that's the reason he can help us. The young boy who won the fight went on to give his life to the poor. He became one of the world's most famous men. His name was Albert Schweitzer.
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.
My name is Jarvis King. I live in Bogachitta, Mississippi. Many years ago, my dad and I had a Motorola two-way radio business in Macomb. Well, WAQL is still there, and it's on a tower. Dad decided to let Don Wildman get on the tower for free for the antenna space. And at the time, I didn't like the idea. I wasn't living right. Years went by. Dad's gone to be with the Lord. And I lived a terrible, addicted life till I went in Teen Challenge 15 years ago. And little did I know at the time when when Dad let Don get on the radio tower, that I would be listening to it now every day when I work. I just want to thank Don Wildman and all the staff there for blessing me every day, and such a blessing that my dad saw the vision with Don and allowed them to get on the tower at Macomb.
Welcome back to Share-A-Thon on American Family Radio. Call 877-616-2396 to pledge your support. That's 877-616-2396. Or give online at AFR.net. It's Fall Share-A-Thon on American Family Radio.
It is Share-A-Thon, and it's so exciting to hear and see some names and places. Just listen to these guys. John from Capon Bridge, West Virginia. Walter from Warrenton, Virginia. David from Magnolia, Arkansas, Constance from Roy City, Texas. They're calling from all over the United States to say we're standing with you. And again, that number to make that call, to make that pledge, is 877-616-2396. And again, we remind you that our theme is Revive Us Again, taken from Psalm 85, verses 6 and 7. Will you not revive us again, that your people may rejoice in you? Show us your unfailing love, Lord, and grant us your salvation. Bishop Jackson, when I hear that and I see that, his unfailing love, that is the love of God. Now, he loved us while we were yet sinners. I don't know, well, I do know. I'm so glad he did, because without that love, I'd still be in that pit of despair. But he reached down in that pit, that miry clay, and brought me out and set my feet upon a rock. Hallelujah. What a Savior, isn't he?
Amen, Bert. In fact, the Bible says the love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. And that same love that God has put in us is now being shared with our audience here on AFR. And with people, and as I remind people, even with the people who don't necessarily agree with us, we know God loves them. We love them. But what we're doing gives them an opportunity to know that love, because we're telling them that the God we serve does love them and has a wonderful plan for their lives in sending Jesus Christ to die on the cross for their sins. You know, you all were probably going to get to this, but you know, there's another hurricane, Hurricane Milton, bearing down on Florida right now. We've just gone through one, Hurricane Helene, which wrecked a significant part of the country, particularly in North Carolina. And, you know, I was telling my congregation on Sunday, 8 days of hope. I became familiar with them through American Family Radio and AFR, because they're a Christian organization that we partner with to help us help those who are most in need. That's the love of God working through American Family Radio and through the leadership and staff of this great network. And it's just a blessing to be a part of it. And so, folks, when we ask you to give, we know you want to be a part of that too. You want to be a part of blessing and helping others. And that's exactly what Share-a-thon gives you an opportunity to do. I hope I didn't jump the gun, but there's so many things that we could talk about that AFR and American Family Association does. We can't even really do it in 3 days, but we only take 3 days a couple times a year to share with people what their contributions mean to us. So folks, I think you've got the number. I don't have it handy. Wait a minute. Got it. Is it 877-616-2396?
Man, you got it, brother.
That's the number to call to make your contribution, or go to AFR.net and you can make it online there.
And right now, folks, there's a match going on. If you would give, some donors have made some contributions available. So what you give will be matched if you'll give. This is a great time to pick up the phone and call right now and invest. What you're doing is investing. And God has great things for America. I do believe awakening and revival is possible. But I believe also that God wants to use us, and God wants us to be obedient. And so that we could tell you just endless numbers of stories, and we will, about the lives being impacted, families being changed, marriages restored, some really miracle stories. But here's how you may give. As Bishop Jackson said, if you would call the number toll-free nationwide, it's 877-616-2396. Or you may give securely online if you go to AFR.net, as in AmericanFamilyRadio.net. If you give every month, make a pledge of $30 or more per month, you'll receive the new book by Tim Wildman, Because These Things Matter, and a Share-a-thon travel bag, really cool, this zipper bag with a Revive Us Again logo on it, straight out of Psalm 85. Or if you would make a one-time gift of $150 or more, you'll get the Share-a-thon travel bag. So please invest and give the best gift you can give. And as we always say, the gifts are tax deductible. Brother E.W. Jackson, Let me read a scripture, and I'd love you to comment on it. Psalm 85, 6 and 7 speaks about reviving us again. And yes, folks, history is full of these great awakenings where God's Holy Spirit touches a people. But let me read 9 and 10. Surely his salvation is nigh to them that fear him, that glory may dwell in our land. Mercy and truth are met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other, says verse 10. Bishop Jackson, what are these verses saying about the glory of God dwelling in a land? And as far as Jesus and Christianity, what about righteousness and peace are met together in a relationship with Jesus? What do these verses mean, brother?
Well, you know, the glory of God is a word that really refers to his weightiness, his majesty, everything that makes him God. He is the source of all true glory. And, you know, it's amazing to think that the God of glory draws near to us. But as a practical matter, exactly how does he do that? He draws near to us by making his word available to us, by making it present with us. And again, that's what we do. I mean, this is a place where people are going to hear about God. They're going to hear about what his word teaches as opposed to what the world teaches and the predominant culture teaches. They're going to hear about his love as opposed to his judgment and his anger. They're going to hear about his mercy. That's what the text is talking about. They're going to hear about all of those things. This way, God really uses the network to draw near to us, God will make people aware of himself who really want to be made aware of him. But, you know, I'm amazed at the extraordinary measures to which God goes. Think about it. He put this in the heart of Don Wildman. Oh, wow. I don't know how many decades ago now, because he loves people so much that he wanted to show them his mercy. He wanted to show them his truth. He wanted them to be kissed by his righteousness and his peace. Amen. And one man stepped up, and now here we all are. And so, folks, this is a legacy that really we are so grateful for, Brother Don. But this is the work of Almighty God, and it is marvelous in our eyes.
Amen, brother. It started with one station here in Tupelo, Mississippi in 1991. Now, AFA started in 1977, but one night, Brother Don just was reading, and he got tired of being misquoted. And he said, I need to do something so I can get the word out there. And he read about what could be done with radio. And it started that night, and the vision that he had is now with 180 stations. And then because of the internet, it goes nationwide, the podcast. Those that are listening by internet right now, there's some even in other countries. And so we praise God for what God has done. Now, guys, I just got to make a comment about the testimony, listener testimony we heard right before we came into the break. Here was a guy whose dad said, yeah, I want you to use my tower, and you can put that on there free. We're not going to charge you anything. His son didn't like it because he was living in sin. But years later, this same son, it was so angry and addicted, here he goes to Teen Challenge, which we partner with as well.
Amen.
And he goes and gets clean, gets right with God, and comes out now and is being fed by the word of God. What one generation did that blessed so many also blessed and still blessing his son. That is Amen. The power of God in what he's doing. And speaking of listener testimonies, we didn't get to hear one in the middle of the last segment. We want to be sure and listen to one. And I think Brent has picked one out. Brent, let's listen.
Hello, this is David Chen from California and South California. And today I just called to leave a message. This little ministry of the kingdom of God that changed my life, keep changing. I just want to give a big thank you to all beloved ones, such as Teacher Alec McFarlane, Teacher Bert Hopper, and Brother Tim Wyman, and the whole family. And I want to say thank you because you guys give me thing that more than the money that I could not compare. Thank you, and thank you.
Amen. Amen. Alex, Amen. Did that Amen. Sound familiar to you?
Let me tell you about David Chang. We got a call. It was the summer of 2001, and this dear brother, he's probably listening now. He's out in California in, I think it's Pasadena, and I want to meet him in person. I've never met him in person yet, but folks, listen to this. He called, and he got my number, and so we talked on the phone. He gave his life to Christ listening to Exploring the Word. And he works and he listens every day, many, many hours a day. And as far as he knows, David Chang was the first Christian in his family. And he has grown and grown. It's very humbling. He'll call me and he'll say, Teacher Alex. And we'll call up and we'll patch in Teacher Bert. And he is a dear brother. His child is in Christian school now. He and his wife, they're living for the Lord, and it's an amazing story. And I've, over the last 3 years, we've talked a number of times, and his growth in the Lord has just been vertical. And now here's a family, their whole, I could tell you so many stories like it, but Bert, the whole trajectory of this family has been changed. And now we give God the glory, but the tool God used to bring salvation into this lineage of David Chang and his family and Family Radio. And those stories are just by the millions. And we give God the glory. That's why also, and I want to throw it back to Bishop Jackson here in just a moment, but folks, be a part of this. Would you? The theme of this Share-a-thon, this fall of 24, is revive us again. And revival, God's Holy Spirit will do that. And you can be a part of it. Invest. If you would give the best, most generous contribution you can, go on AFR.net and you can give securely online, or you can call 877-616-2396. If you would give, it's a matching challenge going on right now, a gift of at least $150 just as a way we humbly want to say thank you. We'll send you this Revive Us Again travel bag. And that's a cool thing. You carry that around, and it'll be a conversation starter for the gospel. Or if you would commit to at least $30 a month, you'll get the travel bag plus Tim Wildman's brand new book, Because These Things Matter, and indeed they do. And Bishop Jackson, you know, investing in the Great Commission, and yes, giving money, that's not a have to, that's a get to. I feel like we're privileged, don't you?
Amen. It certainly is. In fact, I don't mind saying my wife and I are already monthly givers. Every year we give for that matching gift, not because we're looking to get the gift, although they tend to be very nice gifts, but because we want to be a part of the great work that AFR and American Family Association are doing. This is, you know, you just told one story. You said there are millions of them. Look, Alex and Bert, there are probably millions upon millions of them, because think of the individuals touched. They touch their families, their children, their grandchildren. They touch others, and on and on and on it goes. I mean, I can't imagine the size of the multitude when we get to heaven who will say, wow, thank you, Alex. Thank you, Bert. I was lost. It's like that guy said, you know, I really hated that tower. You know, I really loved that tower.
Amen.
But that's, amen. That's what we're doing. When people contribute, they become a part of that. They become our partners in this effort. So, man, my wife and I are thrilled to be able to be in a position to give something to this wonderful work, because it stretches far beyond what we can do on our own.
And you can be a part of that by calling 877-616-2396. That's called Concentric Circles, one affecting and touching another after another after another. You've been one of those that's been touched. Now, share the blessing with others.
Hi, folks. I'm Ray Pritchard. For the last few years, you've heard my voice on American Family Radio. I joined this ministry because I believe in our shared vision of transforming culture through biblical principles. We bring you news and information from a Christian point of view. We've made a lot of progress, but we all understand that we have a long way to go. We need your support more than ever because our nation's future hangs in the balance. I invite you to join me in supporting the American Family Association. Together, we can make a difference.
My name is Jim Cranack, and I'm calling from Westerville, Ohio. Just appreciate so much American Family Radio and all that you folks do. It's been a blessing to me. When I retired in 2012 from corporate America and had time on my hands, and a lot of times I'm not driving or going to a part-time job I have, I listen to you folks all the time, and you're just such a blessing, and you take a stand for biblical values, and I so much appreciate all that you do. And I am a small monthly contributor to the program, and just again, thank you so much for all that you do.
Share-a-thon continues on American Family Radio. Call now to make your pledge at 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or give online at AFR.net during Share-a-thon on American Family Radio.
You know, yesterday we spent the whole day, the hour, talking about what God is doing in North Carolina, what he's wanting to do in Florida, what he's doing in Israel. And I, part of what AFR does is at the top of the hour, the news that comes on, close to 5 minutes, and it will share with you, and it really has helped us to know what was going on. Yes, we can listen to other news outlets, but ours have a biblical base for what they're doing. And all of those guys, they're great guys. It's in the news department. And so, yes, we're concerned about North Carolina. And listen, so much as Bishop Jackson said, 8 days of hope is there. Samaritan's Purse are there. And we partner with them through Operation Christmas Child. We cooperate with Samaritan's Purse. We have 8 days of hope. We strengthen them. And so when you help with AFR, you're making it possible for the other ministries to do what they do. So if you'll make that pledge at 877-616-2396 or go online at AFR.net, then you're partnering with them. And the partnership runs both ways, doesn't it, Alex?
Well, it really does. And, you know, so many of these wonderful ministries, let me mention one, and I know it'll put a big smile on your face, and every year God uses it mightily, Truth for Youth Bibles. isn't that wonderful?
Amen.
And,
amen.
This ministry, there's so many layers, and like Bishop Jackson said a minute ago, concentric circles, the ripple effect. And let me give this number again. It's 877-616-2396. You know, usually we're given the number saying, call in with a Bible question. We love to do that. But I got to say this, giving to AFR, there's so many things, as you all know. This is good seed in very fruitful soil. God will bless you. You cannot outgive God. You might be wondering, well, I'd like to give. I want to be a part, but can I afford to? God will bless you. And there is a challenge going on right now, up to $25,000. So this is a good time to give because it's, you know, your gift will be multiplied. If you give at least $150, you'll get the Revive Us Again travel bag. If you give $30 a month or more, you'll get the travel bag plus Tim Wildman's brand new book. And my goodness, what a great title, Because These Things Matter. They really do. And this is not only about the salvation of souls, although God is certainly using that, and the equipping of people to think and live biblically, restoring marriages, children, young people being brought up with a biblical worldview, plus citizenship and being a godly citizen. This is about revival in our land. And so you can give securely online at AFR.net. But let me just say this, and Bert, I'll throw it back to you. And is Bishop Jackson still with us?
Yes, I'm still with you.
Oh, amen, amen. You know, I was on the road in the last few weeks. I have been in quite a number of places, Richmond, Virginia, and Salisbury, North Carolina, and then just this past weekend in Northwest Arkansas, and I was just blown away. People coming from Oklahoma, people, one dear lady, a listener, flew from Florida to Northwest Arkansas to attend our event there. But Bert, kids come up to me, fifth, sixth graders, middle schoolers, and they say, Mr. Alex, I listen to you and Bert every day, riding in the car with Mom, and I'm like, really? Do you like exploring the Word? They're like, you bet. It blows my mind, people of all ages and little kids, man, what a joy that teenagers and even elementary schoolers say they listen to Exploring the Word. Isn't that cool, Bert?
It is. We heard a testimony earlier today. A lady called in. She said, I've been listening since I was 5 years old, sitting in the back seat. And she's grown up on listening to AFR, Exploring the Word. And Jonathan, our director, our boss, said, give that number. The phones over there in, you know, Telephone Central are too quiet. So let's make a difference here. We've got about 15 minutes left in this hour. And we let those phones ring and get online at AFR.net. That phone number is 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396, and tell them Jonathan said to call. So,
okay, amen.
Amen. Hey, Alex, I want you, and I know you know it too, Bishop, we work for some of the greatest people that we could ever have the privilege working for at AFR, from the leadership all the way through. It is just a pleasure, isn't it, guys?
It's been a joy for me, and I know, Alex, you've been there longer than I have, but it's been a joy for me, one of the greatest opportunities I've ever had to work with such fine Christian people who love God and love others and treat everybody with dignity. But listen, if I may, I just want to add a quick story. I'm out at the Ark right now, out in Kentucky, Ken Ham's institution, for a conference out here.
Yeah.
And the first time I came as just a tourist, and my wife and I were walking around the Ark, and I heard someone behind me say, walk up really close and say something. And I turned around, and this woman and her husband were standing. She said, say something. And I'm a little flummoxed. You know, I say, well, what do you want me to say? She said, I knew it. You're E.W. Jackson on AFR, aren't you?
Amen.
She heard me talking to my wife, and then they spent the next 10 minutes telling me how much AFR meant to them, how many years they've been listening, how it's been a blessing to them. You know, we're having real world impact on real people in the real circumstances of their lives, because it wasn't just about me. They wouldn't have heard of me had it not been for American Family Radio. And so, folks, you don't know who you're touching, who you're impacting, but when you give, consider yourself an extension of the impact that the network has on so many millions of people. Again, that number is 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. And you can give at AFR.net. The next time you see one of us, though, probably should introduce yourself rather than coming up and saying, say something. And she said, amen. I didn't know what you look like, but I knew I recognized that voice from AFR.
Amen. I've been in a drugstore and just waiting in line. And when I'd go up to the cashier, I'd talk to him and the people behind me. I know that voice. You're Bert Harper, aren't you? And I would say this. It is a joy. And it's a good thing for most of us that they hear our voice and not see. Well, I'm just speaking for me, see my face. But go ahead, Alex.
Bishop Jackson, I want to give you a chance, and we've got a few moments here. If you would just give a challenge to all of us, myself included, as a Christian, the importance of every believer's obedience. America needs a revival. Kind of seems like the church doesn't have home court advantage anymore. How important is it that every born-again believer be all that we can be for Christ and the Great Commission at this moment?
Alex and Bert, I believe that we are in one of the greatest spiritual battles our country has ever faced. And in many ways, it's a worse situation than before the Civil War, because Abraham Lincoln was able to say, we all read the same Bible, we all pray to the same God. You can't say that anymore. I mean, America has come to a point now where there are many people who are hostile to the gospel, hostile to the Bible, hostile to the Word of God. And it means that our job as Christians is that much more urgent. And so as we're giving now, this is like, you know, this is really kind of like giving it a 911 situation. You know, you can't hold anything back and say, well, you know, I'm thinking about that maybe next year. This now is the moment. Now is the time, because we really need to move with God's Spirit. And I really believe God's Spirit is calling us to a higher level of commitment to meet the challenges that we are facing. The battle is the Lord's, of course. But remember, God told Jehoshaphat through Ahaziel, set yourselves, meaning don't go home and go to sleep. Don't lay down, but you take to the battlefield. I will fight the battle for you. So folks, we are in a pitched battle for the spiritual well-being and future of this nation. And that's what AFR is committed to doing, preserving families and preserving liberty and preserving godliness and Judeo-Christian principles and character in this nation. So please help us to win this battle. The number again, 877-616-2396. Because look, not to put too fine a point on, folks, Alex and I and others, and Bert, we don't do this simply because it's fun, although I do enjoy it. But you know, having some people hate your guts is no fun. But we don't care, because we're committed to fulfilling God's plan and purpose for this nation.
We got a higher calling. And speaking of those callings, our calling is to make a difference through the Word of God, through the principles of God. And we have listener testimonies, so we want to hear one more before our time is up. And I think you'll enjoy. When you make the call at 877-616-2396, because others gave before you did, you're able to hear and you're able to listen to these testimonies of the difference God made, because others made it possible for them to hear what God was doing.
We listen nonstop 24 hours a day. And so if someone's depressed in about 5 minutes, they're not depressed anymore. I think you do a fantastic job. And thank you for working so hard. You say things and make us look it up in the Bible more and learn something new, or something from the doctors, or a new way of doing something. It's amazing. You're really appreciated by me and my friends.
Amen. Don't you love those testimonies, Alex?
I do. I really do. And it is the scripture. One of the beautiful things about this show, Exploring the Word, and it was Tim Wildman's idea. I want to give credit where it's due. Tim Wildman, now 16 years ago, approached me along with Jim Stanley, and there was a dear brother, he's in heaven, Marvin Sanders, was the teacher with me along before Bert Harper. And, you know, what a godsend. Marvin fell ill and went to be with the Lord. And I want to be on record saying this, Bert, how much I appreciate you. I think you and I, it's a friendship ordained by God, really. And everywhere I go, and I do a lot of traveling, everybody talks about Bert Harper, how much they love you. And I concur. You're an amazing man of God, and it's a joy every afternoon live that you and I can open the scriptures together, Bert. And listeners, thank you for making it possible with your giving.
It is. It is true. It is a joy. Unspeakable. It really is. It's hard to put into words how much we appreciate what people's giving has made it possible for us to open the Word of God daily and just dig in and go verse by verse, reading those verses. Then, Brother Bishop, We have we call it the largest Bible study group probably in America, and we do what small groups do. We ask for prayer requests. We'll give praises and ask questions, and so we just have a great time. And people are responding. You know, we challenge them for the last 15 minutes to really make those phones ring. Guys, I'm looking at the board here, and the numbers are climbing. That means number of calls, and it also means numbers concerning the pledges and the money. So, yes, people are responding. Let me do this one more time before we do. I love to go over the board and tell people's name and where they're from. Charles from Vicksburg, Mississippi. Latoya from Richmond, Virginia. Alan from Smithville, Arkansas. Sandra from Grenada, Mississippi. Randy from Lumberton, Texas. Amanda from Meadville, Mississippi. Man, Mississippi's on it. And Diane from Columbia, Mississippi. You know, home field advantage does have it is good. And having the headquarters in Tupelo, Mississippi, you know, it may be out of the way from most things, but God knows where it is. And it sounds like people from all over the United States are saying, we want to keep up AFR and let the word still be preached and information given so lives can be changed. Bishop Jackson, that's what we want to do, isn't it?
Amen, Bert. And look, to continue just this theme for a moment of urgency, I'm sure our listeners know this. I know you all know this. George Soros is on a move to buy up every radio property he can in America. He's got 200 that the FCC, I should say, is waiting to approve. What do you think the message of those stations is going to be? And
oh,
so,
word.
Folks, right, pure wickedness, pure evil. So we are going to be the voice crying in the wilderness, but praise God, we know that greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. So as you're sowing, folks, you are sowing. You might think, well, man, but he's got billions of dollars. But the Bible teaches us one can put 1,000 to flight, two can put 10,000 to flight, and greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. So, you know, our giving, when God touches it and adds his super to our natural, you get something that George Soros can't even begin to match. So folks, when you commit to your gift, 877-616-2396 or AFR.net. That's 877-616-2396 or AFR.net. Believe me, we've got the victory. We just need to take to the battlefield.
Bishop Jackson, before time fleets away, for one thing, I just want to say, you and I are friends. I am truly a fan. I really am. I admire you so much. Before time fleets away, what is your website, and how can people be up to speed on all that God is doing in your life?
Well, thank you, Alex. They can go to standamerica.us, just like it sounds, standamerica.us, because we are doing quite a few things. In fact, here's another quick example. We tried to do an ad at the largest so-called gospel station in Atlanta to say, Christians, vote your Christian values. You know what they said? We won't take that. won't take that ad. So AFR is, folks, it is essential to the future of this country.
Yes.
Amen.
It really, really is. Yes. And you mentioned the George Soros thing. And one of the Christian leaders that I'm in NRB with, National Religious Broadcasters, we met for prayer last week because he said the FCC, he said, look, it takes months, if not years, to get FCC approval on one station, much less 200. And Soros is getting, fast-tracked through the FCC. And we need to pray about that. And I'm going to say pray against that. But
Amen.
Thank the Lord for AFA. Thank the Lord. And we need to put some gas in the tank, folks. So please call right now. Call this number, 877-616-2396, or you can give securely online. And let's keep the signal on, keep the word going forth, and the Spirit of God will indeed revive our land once again.
Amen. Bishop Jackson, thank you for being with us, brother.
Honored to call men like you my friends and compatriots in the gospel.
Amen. The Awakening Amen. Podcast. You can go AFR.net. You can go to the podcast and you can find all those podcasts that he has, one presently, but also those that he has done in the past. And they're really interesting. The longest one is 59 minutes. The shortest one is 47 minutes. I'll look that up, Bishop. So we appreciate you. 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. The Share-a-thon here in the fall edition of 2024 continues. Awake us, O Lord. Awaken us. Please send a revival.